It's okay to pretend that nothing has happened. So, if you present an offering at the altar of the temple, and suddenly you remember that someone has something against you, leave it in front of the altar. Go and reconcile with that person. Then, come and present your offering to God. It is very important to keep in mind that God commands us to take the first step to resolve conflicts. Conflicts are part of life, but how to deal with them depends on us. The Lord gives us some clear specific points on the importance of taking the first step, usually when we feel hurt. We always wait for the other person to apologize. It is always the one who hurt us or the one who offended us who takes the decision to approach and ask for an apology. But what happens when it's not like that? We allow that they said or did to affect our heart, from a small discomfort to let time pass. And allow that small discomfort in the heart to become something that makes us uncomfortable and generates a lot of pain, a puncture wound that all the time will remind us of what they did to us, to the point where it becomes a resentment and ends in the end with the root of bitterness. The root of bitterness, my beloved friends, is something that affects the soul, affects the heart, does not let us enjoy life, and much less of every detail that God gives us in life itself. So it is important to take the first step. Sometimes pride does not let us do it, and therefore we let so many things happen, to the point where we pretend that nothing happened. But today, I just want to give you a little advice. You can remove or you can avoid many headaches, and it's to be in the right attitude, the right motivation, and in the right position to approach. Take the first step and make the decision to forgive and to receive forgiveness. I am going to tell you four important points about why letting offense go can often be destructive to your life or to our life. The first point is that when we pretend that nothing happened and we decide to ignore what happened or leave it aside, let it go, we simply open a door to resentment. Every time you let the problem go because you know that something made you uncomfortable, you open a door to resentment, which over time will become a root of bitterness, which will make you fall from the grace of God. Sometimes we think that time heals everything, but time by itself has no healing function. He can't do it. God, through time, can do it. But when God is not in control, God is in control. But when God is not in control, but you let time pass, Satan can take advantage of that time to plant ideas in your mind and in your heart that make you think badly, to such an extent that resentment becomes noticeable. And you end up with a root of bitterness. The more you let time pass, the more the enemy will play with your mind. He will make you imagine things that are not, and that never were, damaging you more and more, and more the heart. So when something makes you uncomfortable, do not let time pass. Resolve it instantly. Do not let the enemy take place an advantage. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, give us a great counsel. It tells us, take heed lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up hinder us, and by it many be defiled. My beloved friends, bitterness is a cancer of the soul. God is willing to heal you, but it depends on you. It does not depend on Him. Unforgiveness will cause you to condemn yourself. That is why Jesus mentioned to us the importance of taking the first step and making things right with our adversary. Because in the end, if we don't, we will be judged. But how can we ask the Lord to forgive our sins when we are not able to forgive the one who offended us? When we take it to heart and keep it, treasure it in our mind and in our heart, and allow it to create a root of bitterness. The second thing that happens when you decide not to solve the problem in time, but procrastinate, let it pass, this makes your communion with God hindered. When you pretend that nothing happened, you deny the reality that something made you uncomfortable or hurt you. Let's be honest. It all starts with a little discomfort in the heart, and we let time go. And we don't solve it in time or confront it to fix things. And therefore, when we don't pay attention to it, now we need to forgive the one who offended us. Engrave this in your heart. I can't be right with God if I am not right with my brother. The Bible says in First John chapter 4, 20-21, that if someone says, I love God, but hates another person, another believer, his neighbor, that person is a liar. Because if we do not love who we can see, how can we love God who we cannot see? Let us remember that God left us a commandment that says, those who love God must also love their brothers. We cannot have communion with God if we do not learn to love those around us. We cannot have a communion with God if we let situations pass and we do not solve them on time. When we leave unfinished business at home, in the family, most likely we will end up, instead of loving, hating, and that hinders a personal relationship with God. Letting the matter go and not resolving it in time prevents your prayers from being heard and therefore answered. An example of this is given by the Apostle Peter when he gives the following advice, saying, you husbands are to honor your wives, each of you live with your wife and treat her with understanding. She might be weaker, but she shares equally in the gift of the new life that God has given you. Treat her properly so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Do you know that there are things that can hinder your prayers? And one of them is resentment, unforgiveness, thinking that nothing happened when it really is happening, because we don't want to resolve the issue by confronting, forgiving, or perhaps because we have to ask for forgiveness. Another important point of letting situations go and not resolving them in time is that it becomes an obstacle for you to have peace in your heart. That's right. All the time, you will live uncomfortable and defensive. And instead of guarding your heart, you will cause it to harden to the point of no longer being sensitive to the needs of others and to the love of God. These are four short but important points. These remind me of a man named Jacob, who had to flee his home because he took away his brother's birthright. The older brother received the blessing from the father, that was the birthright, but Jacob used many tricks to deceive his brother Esau. In this way, through a trick, when Esau realized that his brother had cheated him, he promised to kill him. So Jacob ran away with the little he had, fleeing from home without saying goodbye, running as far away as possible, so that when he ran away from his brother, he could not catch up with him to take his life. So Jacob went to his mother's family. There he met the woman he married, until the day came when he knew he needed to settle a pending matter. God had given Jacob promises. God wanted to do great things with him, just as he wants to do with you. But there is a but. Those situations that we let go, that made our hearts uncomfortable, have become a thorn in your heart. That does not let you move forward. All the time you are remembering what they did to you, it is hard to let it go. Jacob knew that he needed to resolve a pending matter with his brother. I don't know how Esau must have fared in those days, looking for his brother. Maybe he gave up, but the pain was there. Now we will never know if we have really overcome the test, if we have really overcome the resentment, until we are face to face with that person to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes we get so uncomfortable that we see a person and we go down the road. The first thing we do is cross the pavement or turn around so as not to meet face to face. That means that there is still pain in the heart. And don't come to me with excuse that I don't feel anything anymore. Nothing hurts me. I already forgive him. I have heard children saying, "My father was terrible. He abandoned me, but I forgave him." And when I ask him how his relationship with his father is, they say, "Sometimes he called him, and it took him a long time to call him. The truth is, he is very far away. I don't resent him, but it is better that he is far away." That indicates, just by the way you say, that there really a pain in your heart, and that you have not been able to let go. You have not been able to forgive. It is terrible when we let time go by and we see children angry with their parents, angry with a spouse, parents angry with their children, family members angry because of decisions that were made, because positions and arguments and decisions weigh more than really being able to give a hug, to be able to forgive, to be able to value those people that God put there. So Jacob took the first step, my beloved friends. He was afraid. Yes, maybe you are afraid. Afraid of being rejected. Afraid of not being listened to. Afraid of not being forgiven or not being welcome. Jacob's fear was that his brother, the last time he heard from him, was looking for him to kill him. But now he knew he needed to close that chapter in his life, to close that cycle, to finish that unfinished business. You knew that Jacob's name means usurper. He was not just any Jacob. However, when he made the decision to take the first step and look for his brother, he found him. At the moment, he was still in fear. Maybe his heart was pounding and his mind, many thoughts in his mind, thinking that this was his last moment, and that by trying to do something good, he was going to lose his life. However, overcoming all those thoughts, Jacob advanced toward where his brother was. They look into each other's eyes and end up giving each other a strong embrace. with which they fall to their knees on the floor and recognize their fault and ask each other for forgiveness. From that moment on, Jacob could say, test passed. Now he had to face them. Yes, on the contrary, conflicts must be faced with the help of God, guided by the Holy Spirit, filled with the love of the Lord and peace in our heart, so that after the conflict, we will see a great blessing and achieve great victory. This happened to Jacob, but he made the decision. What decision will you make? Will you allow bitterness to continue to take root in your life to the point that is completely destroy you? Or will you decide to let go? God is willing. The decision is up to you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for these words because it reminds us how important it is to have peace in the heart. And that peace begins by recognizing those things, situations, and people that over the years, by their actions or words, perhaps have hurt us, or at least have made us uncomfortable. And that discomfort, by letting it go, has become a big wound to the point, Lord, that it seems that we already have resentment. Maybe we think that we explode just because, but it was because of all that we have let go. And today, I pray to you, I ask you for each person that is happening to them, that this situation is happening to them, Father, help them. Surround them with your love, and that today, Lord, they can be healed by you, so that they can, Lord, resolve the conflict with wisdom. Not let it go, but take the first step. And know that you support them in everything. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotional Just In Time. Click and subscribe. And if you are on Instagram, there you will find me as Pastor Elias Hasty. A hug and blessings.